This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. If you've got a young child or grandchild, you might already know about the Elf on the Shelf. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, here are the basics. The Elf on the Shelf is an elf that hides in different places around the house during the day and flies back to Santa at night to let him know who's been naughty and who's been nice. More than 8 million elves and accompanying books have been sold since 2005, when the story and a business were co-created by Shanda Bell, her sister Krista Pitts, and their mother, Carol Ebersold. We invited Shanda in to talk about The Elf on the Shelf. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited about it.
Tell me a little about the tradition in your family. Where did it come from?
Well, when I was growing up, my mom used to tell us that Santa had sent this elf that used to watch and report to Santa. My sister and my brother, we used to race each other out of bed to be the first to find the elf. You know, as you get older and you reminisce and you figure out the traditions that mean so much to you, this is one that for our entire family just stood out as something so special.
And why did you decide to turn a family tradition into a business?
It's so funny when I get that question, because there really wasn't any plan to turn it into a business at all. We grew up with this tradition, and my mom and I were sitting down and having tea one day, and I looked up and I saw our elf sitting on her shelf. And I said, Mom, we should write a book about the elf. And at the time, my mom was going through a really difficult, hard time. You know, empty nest syndrome. She'd been a very active stay-at-home mom. Now all of us were grown and gone. And it really was out of a notion to do something fun together, something that would get her mind off of, you know, current circumstances and be excited about us, you know, still doing something together. And so we crafted this story over, I'm going to say, between 6 and 8 months, of course, with Santa's permission, you know, to share his story. And so we set out on this journey having no idea what we were getting into, no money, no experience, but really believed in this tradition that we were sharing and knew that it would mean a lot to families.
And I understand you guys self-published initially. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, that term self-publish, it's sort of comical, because if your goal really is to sell books, you really are opening a publishing company. I mean, really and truly. And so, yes, we did self-publish, and we're actually, under that guise, we're still self-published. You know, we still publish all our own books and our work. So we did start our own publishing company, CCA&B, or Creatively Classic Activities and Books.
Now, you said earlier that there was no money to do this. So how'd you guys pursue it?
So in essence, we did not have literally two pennies. I remember this was at a stage in my own life personally where I was a stay-at-home mom and my husband's a school teacher. And my budget for every 2 weeks at the grocery store with diapers and formula was $150 every 2 weeks. And so there really was no money from anywhere. But what my husband and I did have was good credit. And of course, no bank was going to loan to a bunch of, you know, stay-at-home moms with, you know,
with an idea and a dream.
Yeah, with an idea. And so we ended up actually opening our first initial order of 5,000 units, and we used personal credit cards to pay for it. My sister had sold her house in Pennsylvania at the time and was ready to move back to Georgia, and, you know, made a little money on that, helped put that towards the first 5,000 books. And then my parents had a very small little retirement account, and they cleared that out. And so between the three of us, we were able to cobble up enough just to put this first 5,000 units out there into the universe. You know, looking back, I think it was absolutely the right plan for us. I'm not sure if a traditional publishing house had gotten this tradition that it would have the success that it is. And I'm not sure the book market would have known what to do with it. So I think it really was the passion behind the tradition that helped grow it organically.
I've read some criticism out there that Elf on the Shelf sort of gets children used to being spied on. And I wonder how you address that criticism.
I say take it up with Santa Claus. I mean, the idea that, you know, that Santa knows who's naughty or nice, or, you know, what children are doing, has been around literally for 100 years. That is not something that we created or invented. And I also think it's how someone presents this to a child. You know, just like you write letters to Santa, this elf takes messages back. It's about the fun and the excitement of the holidays. And I don't know, I think we as grown-ups just take it all too seriously sometimes and try to make something far more out of it than it is.
Shandabelli's co-creator of Elf on the Shelf. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was just such a treat. Merry Christmas, everybody.